This is TechCrunch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Humans have cast metal parts in basically the same way for thousands of years, by pouring molten metal into a mold, often made of compacted sand and clay. There's a reason this ancient method is used today. Sand casting is inexpensive and works well with both ferrous or iron-based and non-ferrous metals. But there is a wasteful downside. The technique requires more metal than the finished part needs, and while scraps are usually recycled, melting excess metal over and over wastes energy. 3D printing has emerged as a pricey alternative generally reserved for prototypes and low-volume parts. One startup, Magnus Metal, is working on a metal casting technology it claims is as fast and energy efficient as 3D printing at a cost that can compete with sand casting. Over time, as our reliability and utilization of the machine will rise, I think we are going to be competitive for parts that are not very simple, Magnus Metal co-founder and CEO Boaz Vinogradov told TechCrunch. For simple pieces, sandcasting will still have the advantage, but for complex parts like gearboxes, Vinogradov is confident his company can compete on cost. To make those parts, Magnus Metal borrows elements of sand casting and 3D printing to perform what it calls digital casting. Before casting work begins, the company's software slices a design into layers. The company then takes the negative of that shape and creates ceramic forms between 4 to 20 millimeters thick, which will hold the metal in place while it cools. In the casting machine, metal is melted and dripped into the ceramic base. Once a layer is complete, more metal is added. Each subsequent layer melts the previous one, ensuring the layers are bonded while also allowing impurities to float to the top, Vinogradov said. The melting and mixing of the layers allows its parts to have fewer defect rates and are 10 to 20% stronger than traditionally cast parts, the company said. Magnus Metal plans to sell its machines to customers as well as the proprietary ceramic that's used to produce the bases. The goal, Vinogradov added, is to generate between $500,000 to $1 million of recurring revenue per machine. If you sell only machines, you're going to be cyclical, he said. We produce our own ceramics because in order to create a layer, you need ceramics that can withstand the shock of molten metal several times. Magnus Metal's layer-by-layer technique is similar to 3D printing, but Vinogradov said that his company's approach is faster, which helps lower costs. Each ceramic base can be reused, too, though only for a finite number of parts. And unlike 3D printing, which usually requires specific feedstocks, Magnus Metal said its system can use customer-specific materials. The method doesn't require expensive tooling to create the bases, unlike molds for sand casting, according to Magnus Metal. This means customers can make parts more cost-effectively at lower volumes relative to traditional casting, the startup says. Building industrial machinery like this doesn't come cheap, which is why Magnus Metal has raised a $74 million Series B, TechCrunch has exclusively learned. The round was led by Entree Capital and Target Global, with participation by Oz Ventures, Caterpillar Ventures, Crescent Management, Deep Insight Ventures, Discount Capital, Essentia Venture Capital, Lip Ventures, Lumiere Ventures, Next Gear Fund, and Tall Ventures. This round is going to take us into industrialization this year and beta testing beginning of next year, Vinogradov says. The goal is to use this funding to have an industrial machine that is quite robust that the customers finished testing.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.